season 2, episode 1, baby. Hello, world, and welcome back to A Little About A Lot.
We're so excited to be back. This is season 2 of our podcast. Thank you for everyone who supported season 1 so bad and asked for season 2 to come back. We're back.
I know. I'm so excited. I never thought that we'd have a podcast, and then we'd have a podcast that people were like, why did you stop doing it and wanted it back so badly?
And a fun addition to this season is we are now recording it on video as well.
Wow, this was like quite the discussion, because I was like, I like the podcast because I can be in my own little world and the internet doesn't have to see me. They can just hear me. But I think it just makes a lot of sense. We can reach a bigger audience. Some people are on YouTube, some people are on the podcasting apps, but this way you get us everywhere. Honestly, the video is not too glamorous. Hi, video viewers. But it's here, it's available, and it's on our vlog channel called The Sorry Life.
Yeah, if you somehow found us through podcasting only, you can go check it out to see what we look like, see what our space looks like, where we've been broadcasting from.
And if you usually tune into The Sorry Girls or The Sorry Life and you didn't know we have a podcast, well, now you know. And we would really appreciate it if you would still head on over to the podcast app of your choice and subscribe, just so that you're kind of aware and updated there. And this is the first time we're trying the video, so I think it's gonna stay. But
yeah, because I know there's a lot of people, even myself included, that like watching things on YouTube, even if it's for audio only. Mm-hmm. Because you're already there on the app, it's convenient, and it's just like background noise. It's like a longer YouTube video, which is great sometimes. So I hope that this goes out to you guys that maybe like that format as well.
Yeah. So for those of you that haven't listened to the podcast before, I am Kelsey.
And my name is Becky.
And we are also known as the Sorry Girls on the internet.
Yeah, this podcast is honestly us just like chatting about things going on in our lives, our thoughts on a ton of different topics, which is why it's called A Little About A Lot. We discuss like almost everything, what's going on in our world, what's going on in the world as well. We respond to emails. So segue to what's our email?
podcast@thesorrygirls.com.
If you have any questions about anything we talk about or just questions about literally anything, you can email us. And we typically respond to some emails in every podcast episode.
Yeah. So we have a couple of different like segments that season 2 is going to include. There's things that we want to touch on every single episode, and one of them is gonna be emails, and we're probably gonna put those towards the end, so make sure you listen to the end. Not this episode, I'll straight up say that there's no emails in this episode, but in the future listen to the end to see if you've written in, if we discuss your email. So should we just jump into where the frick have you been?
Yeah, we've been up to a lot of things. We've been honestly so busy, which is why the season 2 of the podcast has taken a while to come back. But maybe if you guys only listen to the podcast and want to know what happened in between those two seasons, or the first season and now, we can fill you in.
Yeah, I think I was my own pet peeve by not doing something that we said we would do, which was bring the podcast back sooner. But I think we were just, yeah, we wanted to take our time. Also, no need to rush things too, right?
Yeah, exactly. We wanted to make sure it was right, and we had all the thoughts for the different episodes all nailed down, and now we kind of do, so we're here.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's jump into what has happened in these last couple months.
Good thing Daniela wrote it down for me, because how the heck am I going to remember what happened in the last couple months? It has gone by fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like
lickety.
Why is that a saying?
I don't
lickety
know.
Lickety split.
Find that out. Or hey, email us, because somebody knows.
We're going to get an email next week. What is the reasoning behind lickety split?
It's not liquidy.
Lickety. Ew, both are gross. I'm banning that saying in our office. Speaking of our office, we hired a new editor.
Mm-hmm, which is very exciting. A lot of you guys were very concerned that Justin was leaving. Mm-hmm. Which I appreciate that. I'm sure he appreciates that. It was very sweet. But no, the reason we hired a new editor is because we love Justin so much, and he can't do everything, because we are putting out so much content. We're doing bigger videos, longer videos, more intense videos that require longer editing hours. And to keep up that schedule and the vlog channel, which we have, and all the other fun things like travel, which we can discuss in a bit, there was no time for him to do it all.
Yeah. And also, I wanted to have something that was really important to me was Justin has such a amazing, unique voice and editing style. And I feel like we were using freelancers, and as amazing as the freelancers were, I feel like the style was getting lost. Mm-hmm. But this way, by having somebody in-house, first of all, our new editor, Nick, he gets the style just from the beginning. But being in-house, they can really share those resources and really make sure that the Story Girl style is consistent.
Plus, it's very hard to explain over literal text emails, like, put this meme in there, or like cut and use this really funny like song that we like. It's hard to explain. It's so much easier to show somebody or be with them at their computer to explain it.
Yeah.
So that was another benefit. We wanted someone like physically in the office.
And off of that note, I find it so interesting that so many careers nowadays, people are like, oh, you can work from home. We're living in a digital world. You don't need to like be in an office, and that's going to open up opportunities for a lot of different people around the world. But also I'm like, I want us all to be under one roof. I feel like we're so much more productive when we're together. We're sitting as a team. Mm-hmm. We can like bounce ideas off each other. We can review cuts in-house. And I feel like that goes against the entire society right now, the way the direction that society is going. We're like, no, we need an office and we need to be together. And people are like, no, you can work from home. You're a YouTuber. You don't have a normal 9-to-5 job. And I'm like, yeah, I do.
We try to, at least.
Yeah, that's how we stay sane. We actually, a news outlet like reached out to us recently, and they're like, we're doing a story about like unique careers, people that don't have 9-to-5s. And I was like, cool, well, I think our job is pretty unique, but we definitely have a 9-to-5 job. So can we still be a part of the article? P.S. haven't heard back, so I don't know.
TBD, we'll update you guys on that once we know.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, he's been great. How many months has he been with us? I think more.
He started in May after he graduated.
Wow, this is just what's been happening to this summer. It's been going by so fast,
disgustingly quick.
It's really bad, but I've got a lot done, so that's good. But yeah, he's been great, amazing, awesome addition to the team. Hasn't been in too many vlogs yet, but
I know we actually didn't officially introduce him. I was about to one day, and he was like, can we not? Because I think he was like really busy, and I was like, I'm gonna put a camera in your face, and he's like, not yet. So Nick, coming soon to the vlog, so make sure you guys are, well, I guess you might be subscribed to the Sorry Girls. This is confusing because we put this on the YouTubes now. Anyways.
Okay, so what else happened? This list also is in no particular order. We were just like brain dumping with Daniela, our podcast producer, about what happened. So I think this is the order, is like what my brain thought of. But hey, you went on a trip. That's exciting. Where'd you go?
Oh, I went to Ireland. Mm-hmm. And you know what's really funny about social media is like I feel like it just stopped, but for the longest time I had people asking me, they're like, how was Ireland? You just got back from Ireland. I was like, no, honey, I'm still posting the photos of Ireland, but I definitely got back from Ireland like 2 months ago.
I know.
I went at the end of May, and I think like I am Ireland and Ireland is me. Like when I was there, I was like, oh yeah, this is the climate. This is the climate that Kelsey likes, because it just like wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold. I think my skin just looked better there. I don't know what was going on, but I really, really loved Ireland. And if you guys get the chance, I encourage you to make the trip. It definitely is a little bit expensive, but there are 2 full Ireland vlogs on our vlog channel, The Story Life, that we'll tell you some tips and tricks for traveling Ireland and what to see, what to do.
Yeah, you talked about where you stayed, right? Was it hotels, Airbnbs?
Mostly Airbnbs, except for in the city and also with some fam. But yeah, honestly, the Airbnb experience like made the trip, because you're just in these super unique places that you normally wouldn't get to stay. And we pretty much booked our trip based on, oh, that's an affordable, cute looking Airbnb. Let's go to that location. Like I wasn't like, let's go to that location. I was like, let's go to that Airbnb.
Sometimes that's harder to find, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was like, what's more important to me? Ireland's beautiful. It's all going to be beautiful. So we kind of let Airbnb lead the way on that. Mm-hmm. Not sponsored, but just like very much in love with the brand. So yeah, we found some adorable places.
That's awesome. What was your favorite part of the trip?
Probably just like anything along the shoreline. And I mean, good news for us Canadians, I've heard that the Canadian coast is specifically northeast, east coast. Does anybody else do that? They have to like point. I still do it all the time. I'm like going to the subway and I'm like, am I going which way? I don't know. Yeah, specifically the east coast of Canada, I feel like is very similar. So I've heard to Ireland, you know, just green cliffs. Mm-hmm. I they should share the same ocean, right? Yeah, they're like both right there. So yeah, you don't even have to leave your own country to get a little taste of Ireland.
Wow.
I know. And my family is going out to Newfoundland and Nova Scotia this September, but I think I'm going to stay back just because, like, saving money for a house, which we can get into.
That's on the list. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Okay, before we get to that, let's talk about some fun stuff that we did as a team.
Yeah, we brought the whole team to Disneyland.
Yes. Well, and the reason we were at Disney is because we were going as a team to VidCon, which is even crazier almost.
I know.
Because the first year I went to VidCon, like, it's very expensive to go. We don't get free tickets for everybody like a lot of people do. And I was like, I would love to bring a team one day, but it was just like figuring out the logistics and how to actually pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, that's crazy. It just feels like a dream that might never happen. But then it got to happen this year, which is so fun.
Yeah, it is a lot though. Like, I'm like, do I want to go back next year? I don't even know.
I know, you have to mentally prepare yourself. It's like 3-4 days of like nonstop. Something's happening every hour of the day.
Yeah, I was thinking about this. Like, we do learn a lot and it is fun and all that jazz, but I was like, I feel like you don't need to go every single year.
It's like 3-4 days of like nonstop. Something's happening every hour of the day.
Yeah, I was thinking about this. Like, we do learn a lot and it is fun and all that jazz, but I was like, I feel like you don't need to go every single year. It's one of those things where you can kind of like alternate it. Like, maybe you and I can go every year and just like make it really short and like don't destroy ourselves for the week. But imagine we did, like, we always do, like, a team thing every year, but it's not always VidCon. Like, sometimes it's VidCon, sometimes it's, like, we're going to Prince Edward County, bitches. Am I allowed to swear? My mom says I swear too much on the podcast, and I'm like,
I feel like we edit it almost.
You don't even know.
That's funny.
Love you, Mom.
But, yeah, no, Disney was so fun, too, because we were just happened to be in Anaheim anyway, so it just made sense. Disney was close. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. Like, it doesn't matter how old you get. I love Disney. It's so fun.
Have you heard about these articles? These articles that the mamas are writing. Oh, yeah. They're writing articles about how millennials shouldn't be going to Disneyland.
Because we're ruining it?
Yeah, apparently. Because the lineup for the pretzels was too long.
What, because her children are more important than my fun time at
Exactly.
Disneyland?
Like, come on. We grew up with Disney, too. You know, guess who was enjoying Disney before your children?
Us.
And she was probably enjoying Disney before us, but point of it is, Disney's for everyone.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think that was most people's consensus, but...
But, like, everybody knows Disneyland is busy.
Yeah.
It's always been busy.
I think all we can encourage is just open more Disneylands. We need a Disneyland Canada.
Disney Canada, please come.
Disney North? Like, what would be a good name for Disneyland Canada? Disney A.
Yes, I like that.
Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. Disneyland. That's crazy, though. I don't like that.
I know.
Mom blogs. You gotta love them. Or not.
Gotta love them. Hopefully that does not represent most moms.
All right, something on a more recent note that happened, which is really exciting, is we got to go back on Strahan and Sarah, which is a daytime show on ABC.
Yeah.
It's filmed in New York, which is very exciting for us because getting on U.S. television is like a big deal because we are from Canada. So it's really cool to be, you know, recognized by the U.S., which is obviously a major player in all sorts of media. So we were on that show. How long ago was the first time we were on it?
I think it was in either January or March. I was looking this up recently because I'm writing a funding application and I had to like talk about all the amazing things we've done. So I could talk more about that. But it was either January or March. I forget the exact date, but it was a little while ago.
Like half a year ago then?
Yeah.
Yes. And then like you never know if it really went well or if they actually liked having you on, but then they were like, we had so much fun, like come back again. And that was crazy.
Yeah, because like now I'm just like, yo, we're regulars. We've done 4 episodes now.
I know,
like that's like pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Also, shout out to Bianca, the producer at Strahan and Sarah, that I think she's probably one of the main reasons why we keep getting asked back, because she's our little cheerleader over there. So
yes, also Leslie, who does art department on the show. She gets our DIYs so well.
Yeah.
She, like, helps us step them out so they're ready to go when we go on the show. And she does them, like, to a T.
Yeah. Also, so I learned things from her because she's been in the industry for so long, mm-hmm. like in the film art department world. So we were actually gluing mirror, and she told us about the specific glue you're supposed to use. It's called mirror mastic mm-hmm. or mastic.
Mastic.
And it just, I don't know if you guys have ever been to a place where they like glue the mirror on the wall and you'll kind of see the outline of the glue streak. And that's because they use the wrong type of adhesive, and that means it's corroding the back of the mirror. Yeah. So rear mastic makes sure that when it'll stick to wherever you're trying to put the mirror, but it won't corrode the mirror backing. So now we all know. Thank you, Leslie from Strahan and Sarah art department. And you're just gotta keep learning. Soak it up, baby.
You guys are great. That was so fun. So this time when we were on, we shot two episodes. Both of them were pre-taped. I mean, they still are in a way live because they don't want to edit them, really. Yeah. So you do kind of have to do it all in one take, even though it's not like directly being shown on TVs, as you say it. Mm-hmm. So the first episode we did, they actually shot in Times Square, which was crazy.
Yeah, when they said on the phone, she's like, okay, so we're going to set up the DIY. We're actually going to do it outside because it's like summer and it's a nice day, and we're going to do it in Times Square. I was like,
wait, what?
Are you kidding me?
Like the Times Square.
Like, our DIY was set up in Times Square.
I didn't even know that, like, I mean, obviously they're a huge network, but they would have the power to, like, shut down that much of Times Square to put in this giant patch of fake grass and put up a white picket fence with picnic tables just because they needed it for like this 5 minutes of their show.
And a tree.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I know. We were even like, how do you make this happen? She's like, I think because they're like in that area and because they're a TV network, they are allowed to do that like whenever they want. They just kind of need to like still get clearance and mm-hmm. let a certain somebody know, but that's just something they can do. I don't know. That was pretty unreal, and I felt very cool and so validated. Cool. I was like, wow.
I know. I remember the first time I went to New York. Like, imagine if me then knew what was coming. That'd be wild.
The million times you've been to Times Square, mm-hmm. if you're like, actually, one day I'm going to be standing right here, and I'm going to be, like, telling a million or more people how to make a DIY.
Yep.
That happened. P.S. That happened.
And then the second episode was they're putting in part of a wedding week they're doing.
Yeah.
So we recreated some of the DIYs that I actually did for my wedding, mm-hmm. showed people how to do them as well. This was shot inside, which was nicer, that AC blush.
Yeah, that was a great experience. I hope we get to go back soon.
Mm-hmm. Plus, Kiki Palmer is now a third host on that show. Yeah. So meeting her was crazy, too, because, like, I know who she is the most out of both Sarah and Michael.
Yeah.
So that was wild to get to meet her as, like, not even, like, a fan or anything. It's just, like, we are all on the show together. We're all, like, respected for our own things. It was really cool.
That's so true.
I know, right?
Also, I went to the movies last night, and I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Holy crap. Such a good movie. Quentin Tarantino. Whew. Also, Leo and Brad Pitt, like, not hard on the eyes at all.
Oh, is this why you're talking about Leo? Because Kiki?
No, sorry. My segue was that before the movie, there was a trailer for Hustlin'?
Yeah, oh, yeah, that movie.
With Jennifer Lopez mm-hmm. and Cardi B, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Kiki's in it, too.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. I was, like, kind of offended that my boyfriend didn't know who Kiki was, though.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, surprised. Oh, Kiki's in this. And he's like, who's Kiki? I was like, I just DIY'd with her on Strahan and Sarah in Times Square. We made a pinata. Like, come on. And he's like, right. And I'm like, cool.
Whatever. So cool. But what I was referencing is when we did the wedding DIYs with her. They asked me, like, come up with the wedding invitations. And I was like, I don't know what. Because certain things can be shown on TV, you know, that are, like, TV safe. You ever seen, like, a phone number in a movie and it's, like,
555.
Yeah, always the same, like, area code because it's what's allowed.
Yeah.
So I said, I don't know what to write on these invitations, like, what address to put, what names to put, like, what is okay for TV.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, don't worry, we'll make it for you. Like, we'll write up the type for it.
Yeah.
And then we get to the show, and their wedding invitations are for the wedding of Kiki Palmer and Leo DiCaprio, which is kind of everything, and I love it. Like, I love they didn't go with, like, you know, Jane Doe or whatever. Like, they made it funny.
Oh, they made it funny. Also, Sarah, like, she was reading the invitation, remember? Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, Kiki, who's...
Leonardo. Like, she didn't realize that it was, like, the Leonardo.
Yeah.
Because their last names were written smaller.
Anyways, that's enough about us and our New York adventures.
If you guys want to know more about any of this stuff, I'm sure all of it appeared in various vlogs.
It definitely appeared in various vlogs, so add the story life. Well, and since we're on YouTube for half of this, maybe half of you are watching this on YouTube, you can subscribe right here to The Story Life.
And the best thing about that is, too, we have the description now that we can post any links before, like, mm-hmm. that we're talking about. Before, we have them up on our blog, which we may still do. We might still have blog posts about the podcast yeah. episodes, but even better, if you're already on YouTube, right in the description, there'll be links to anything that we have in a reference this yeah. time and any future podcasts.
Well, we have more to dive into, but I think we're going to take this time for a quick break. BRB. Ad break. Hi, guys. I'm here to tell you about our merch called... Do we have a merch name? I don't think we do. It's just called Nervous Laughs. It's a inside joke that we always share in the office. And literally every time I wear my shirt... I always get a comment from a stranger. So if you like talking to strangers and having them give you compliments, you need this shirt. Also, Kiki Palmer, when I wore it on Strahan and Sarah, she said it was so cute. I'm like, don't worry, girl. I'm going to send you one. I can also send you one, too. If you go to www.thestorygirls.com and head on over to the shop tab, you can shop our shirt and our templates. And those are DIY templates as well as... patches and stuff. We have some goodies over there. We don't usually push our merch too hard because we try to be hashtag humble, but we would love it if we could all nervous laugh a little bit more in our nervous laugh tease together. And we're back, and we thought of one more New York thing that we're gonna squeeze in here before we continue on.
Yes, but it was a different time though.
Yeah, this was a different, this was, I forget when.
Earlier.
earlier. But this was Brandcast, which, if you guys don't know, Brandcast/Creator Summit is a YouTube put on event. It's totally private, totally invite only. And they invite some of the top creators, mostly in like North America. Mm-hmm. But it's a super exclusive event that we were invited to for the first time in our YouTube career.
I'm sure you guys have seen vlogs from previous years of, like, your fave creators who have gone. I've seen them, too. Mm-hmm. And it was crazy this year to actually be invited as well. Like, I feel like we were actually probably one of the smaller channels,
yeah.
if not smallest channels at Creator Summit, which was really cool to be, like, recognized for the work we do.
Yeah.
And to be, like, someone who arranges this must have thought it was, like, worthy enough or on par with everyone else who got invited to invite us as well.
Yeah.
Which was so cool.
I think we are invited to events like that, even though we might not be a huge channel, is because we are such hard workers and we are so dedicated to what we do.
Yeah, and I think we're friends of YouTube, too. Like, we have a partner manager, and we're always asking, like, what can we do more of? Like, what new features can we try out for you? Like, is there anything, like, in beta mode that we can test out?
Yeah.
Like, we want to be, like, the best... on YouTube, like the best for YouTube that we can be.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, I feel like it's also, and we operate like a company. I don't know, there's like things that we do mm-hmm. that set us apart differently than just our numbers.
Yeah, and also Brandcast, beside it being fun, or Creator Summit beside it being fun, I learned a lot too, which is really cool. You know, we're talking about VidCon, maybe you don't need to go every year because there are a lot of things where it's like I already know that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of panels where it's like I don't need to go because we're doing more than that, or we've already learned that.
Right.
But Creator Summit, they know everybody there is like pretty high up, and they all have like companies, they all have big teams. Like, they don't need to explain like how to do a brand deal for the first time, right?
Yeah.
So everything that we learned there was like much more on our level, which was really cool too.
Yeah. I think like the YouTube that reminds me of the YouTube space. Mm-hmm. I remember they used to have like different events and panels and stuff, the YouTube Space Toronto. And we went to a couple of them, but then we stopped going because we were like, we kind of know this stuff. Mm-hmm. But then we told them that, hey, some stuff that you guys are having panels on is kind of like repetitive for us. So then they started having different panels, and panels only open to a certain subscriber account of mm-hmm. Creator. And that's where we learned things about like funding.
Yeah.
And applying for funding. So yeah. Literally we are applying for funding for a series that we want to get off the ground that would be posted on YouTube, And the only reason, literally the only reason why that's happening is because we went to a YouTube panel, an event where they talked about, hey, here's how you can get some funding. Here's some different companies and organizations that offer funding, mm-hmm. and like connected us. And it's a lot of work to fill out a funding application and write it. It's like going to be 100 pages long, but it's really exciting.
Yeah, which is really cool. So it's nice that YouTube recognizes there's people in different stages of the creative process, and you can't lump everyone together in one kind of like session, you know, which is really cool. And also it's good too that they have stuff for like lesser, like smaller channels, right? Because you can't assume that everybody knows a certain standard, right? Like,
yeah,
it's good to be helping small channels get off the ground too, which I love so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one of the coolest takeaways from Brandcast, they do like a big PowerPoint keynote at the end of like what YouTube is talking about this year and what they're focusing on. And one of the big things is that the how-to category is the fastest growing category, mm-hmm. and that they're really trying to push content in that category. And if you guys know us, we're a DIY channel. That's like what we do. And it's so cool to feel like YouTube is recognizing this category as like important and it's content to push. So that was awesome.
Yeah, that reminds me. I should put that in the funding application.
Yes.
All those like little tidbits that make the Sorry Girls DIY and our series idea as a whole sound like a good idea, mm-hmm. I have to like put it in there. It's like I've never talked us up so much in my life. I'm like, we are amazing. Give us money.
You got to do it sometimes. You got to do it. So you were starting to briefly mention this funding pitch that we're putting together. Do you want to tell people exactly kind of what that is?
Yeah, I guess I won't tell. I won't share the idea because like
PS, it's a good one.
It's a good one. We want to make it. We want to make it happen. But yeah, it's like, should I say the dollar amount? I mean, it's publicly known, I guess. We're applying for, should I even say the fund?
Yeah.
Is that like stirring up competition? Well, bring it on, guys. I'm going to make an amazing application. But we are applying for the Bell Fund as well as another fund. And you can get up to like 75% of your budget covered, up to $200,000, or your budget can be $200,000, 75%, so like $150,000.
And this is for a television show that we want to produce.
Well, not television, digital series.
Yes.
But it's going to look and feel like a TV show. It's like a
web series.
Yeah, a web series. And it would be on YouTube. And we're so excited because we've never been able to tackle something like this before. We have series on our channel and we just always do them ourselves. And our crew is crazy small and we're always wearing multiple hats. Mm-hmm. And the producer is also recording sound, who's also taking photos. And me and you are like painting shelves and stressing out. But with some funding, we can make more episodes. We can do bigger projects. The quality is going to be higher and overall the stress level is going to be lower, and we will be able to keep up our regular scheduled posting because we're not going to have to do like every single thing. Like you and I, usually we produce, usually we're our department, mm-hmm. but with some funding and with a team, we'll still be doing those things, but we won't be doing 100% of them.
Yeah. Plus it'd be so fun to like take all this knowledge and skills that we have as a team and like make something that's the best that we can do and like the best that we can make. Like how cool would that be? You guys always say in comments of like Style Selecteds, like, oh, this feels like an HGTV show, which is really cool. But imagine, and like that wasn't the intention when we were doing that. It was like, oh, let's just try and make something that's a little more structured on YouTube.
Yeah.
But imagine if we had the goal of like, let's make something that really feels legit.
Yeah.
And we put all of our efforts into it. Like how cool that could be.
Yeah. And I think that us creating a series can seriously open up the doors because we can possibly sell this web series to a streaming platform like Crave or Netflix, or we could use this series that we make as an example of, look, we can do something like this. Give us even more money and we can make something even bigger and better and like try to be on other platforms. I mean, I don't know about TV. I feel like I'm kind of over TV and I feel like our audience is kind of over TV, but like Netflix and Crave or like any of these streaming platforms, YouTube as well. I think that's where we want to be, and we just want to keep pushing ourselves and challenging ourselves to make bigger and better things.
Yeah, and plus other production companies that do have these huge budgets have come to us before and said, like, we want to make something together, but we don't always, like, necessarily have the proof that we could do it. Like, I know in my head that we could do it. We could pull mm-hmm. it off and we'd be amazing hosts or we'd be amazing house reno people or whatever the concept is. But to actually have something that's, like, done and made all by ourselves, kind of, and with the help of funding, as, like, physical proof, like, here's a show that we did. Mm-hmm. Like, it'd be so good to just tell everyone, like, we can do this.
Yeah, and also we would have control. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people that do approach us, and they're like, come be on our show. It'll film for 6 months in the USA, and you'll get paid, like, a portion, like, nothing compared to what we could make just staying at home and producing content for YouTube. I'm like, why would we do that?
And then it's usually, like, it may or may not air.
Yeah.
Yeah, no right? guarantees for any of this stuff. Yeah. So you got to be careful.
You spend months of your life, like, filming something.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even go. Yeah.
So that's why the fund, because then we can get the money to do something on our own, and we own it, and it can be ours. It can be our little baby.
It would be. It already is my little baby. I'm incubating the baby right now. It's a fetus. But
it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. But it's been amazing because like, you guys just filmed a video yesterday of mm-hmm. making over your sister-in-law's
son's room. So my nephew.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I guess that was, like, the short form. I just did the long form version. But I was like, guys, I need to work on this funding. Like, what can we do? And you guys were like, you guys, as in you, Claire, and Daniela, stepped up too. You guys went ahead and did it, and I was like, cool, that's fine, you don't need me, I'm gonna work on this. It's just like,
yeah,
delegating, and we can get this done, and we're gonna have money, and it's gonna be so exciting.
I know that, and I hope that the comments don't say anything about, like, oh, where's Kelsey, because, like, that happens sometimes too. It's like, oh, you guys don't film together anymore, like,
you hate each other,
what happened? And it's like, it's because we have so many, like, we just discussed this list of all the things that have happened. Like, we have so many things going on that if we can, like, divide and conquer on a lot of these things, it makes it easier for everybody.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the reason you're getting so many videos, sometimes they're not together, is because we can do things separately. So, hope you guys can appreciate that.
Yeah.
We're doing it because we want to keep posting content. If we had to wait until we were together all the time, that the times for that would be really slim sometimes. Mm-hmm. Or nothing else would get done. And we wouldn't get to go on trips. We wouldn't get to be on TV shows. We wouldn't get to apply to make really cool shows. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What else do we want to discuss? What's happening right now? So we talked about what did happen. We're going to talk about what's happening now in our futures.
Funding application.
Well, I mean, sure. Yeah, segue. We are doing funding applications now, but what else is happening?
We are doing some room makeovers. Mm-hmm. We have a couple coming up. A lot of, like, big projects, which take up a lot of time, but I think they're going to be great, and hopefully the payoff is going to be great. What else? Oh, yeah, we are, like, getting into gear for a dorm series. Mm-hmm. I think we want to do 5 episodes this year. We have only ever done 3 episodes. I think the first year we did, like, 1 or 2, mm-hmm. right? And then we did 3, and then 3, and then this year, the dorms are so fun for us because we get to make over real students' dorms. We get to be super creative because we're taking a space that you can't paint, that is, as far as the bones go, it's really hard to DIY, and you can't do a lot to the space. You have to get really creative. So that makes it really fun for us. And so many people come up to us and say, hi, I love your channel. I first found you when I was looking up decor and how to make over my dorm room. Like, I feel like that's the number one thing people say to me.
Plus, they are our best performing videos, like, by far.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you guys. You can either tweet us or email us, or if you're seeing this on YouTube, leave it in the comments. Is dorm series something that you'd be interested in, like, all year round? Or is it mostly back to school season where it's most important? Because we try to do so many all in, like, September, October for back to school, and then we don't touch it again until the next fall season.
Right.
It just seems makes the most sense to me because it's like, oh, back to school season. But, like, what about after spring break? Like, when you're coming back for second semester, like, is that something interesting for you guys?
Yeah.
Because it does perform so well. Like, I have to assume people would like it almost always.
Also, sponsors come for me because I really would love to do like a USA dorm.
Yes.
Like UCLA or NYU. But, like, sure. Right now we have a lot of dorms in Canada, and more specifically Toronto, that need to be done, so we're just gonna drive to those and do them. But I would love to make it, like, more of a North America thing.
Yeah, but travel is expensive, right?
Yeah.
And if, like, this is always kind of the the like math, you have to quick math in your head, is that if videos overall are costing more than you're going to make on AdSense or even sponsored videos, then like, what are you going to do? Because you're going to run your company into the ground, right?
Yep.
So we would love to travel and do these crazy makeovers like all the time, but we also can't be bankrupt. Ergo, no more videos.
Good math business skills, Becky.
I don't know any of the numbers, but quick math is like, does A plus B equals C? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes it's not for these four videos, but then it makes up for the next five. So then it's okay. You know, math, right?
Do you like being a business owner or what?
It's hard work. I know.
I know. On top of all the things that we're talking about doing, I'm just kind of like, and also how to run a business.
I know.
101.
Because we need money for different things, which, speaking of expensive purchases in people's lives.
Oh, gosh. Don't get me started. Guys, I'm buying a house. Why? Why am I doing it?
Well, it's a good investment long term, in my opinion. But the process is kind of a pain.
Like, you know it's bad when you literally want to this is what happens. The process is so stressful that you throw money out and away because you want it to be over.
Like, in what way?
Like, you're like, oh, I'm bidding on this house. I'm excited. I want this house. Like, I just want this to be over. And then your real estate agent's like, how much higher can you go? Like, they want more money. And then you're like, ah, let me just throw money at it so this can be over. Like, what is this world we're living in? But yes, I am house searching in Toronto. I haven't spoken too much about it. You've seen it probably a little bit on the vlogs, but I'm looking for a home that I can make into two income properties, so I can live in one like proper income property, and a separate apartment can be one that I rent out. And mm-hmm. I want them to be nice. A lot of people have like just the basements are renovated, but that's not going to help me cover my mortgage. And that's the goal, is to have the income property cover like pretty much all the mortgage.
Yeah, and this is to note that you're trying to get one in Toronto too, which is one of the craziest housing markets right now as well, which is why it's so difficult. I had friends actually that just bought a house, but much more north out of the city.
Yeah.
And when they were looking, she sent me a listing and she was like, oh, like, this is a house we kind of like, but like, I don't know, we'll see if it's there in a couple weeks, maybe we'll go see it. And I was like, weeks? Because what I know from Toronto is that like, if you see a house, you have to go get it or bid on it essentially like that day or in the next couple days or it's gone. But I know that's the luxury of smaller towns or farther towns out of the city is, you know, there's like always houses for sale and they're kind of always for sale and you can wait for weeks.
Yeah, that's
like, no one's in a rush to sell, no one's in a rush to buy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it does suck that the timeline is so quick in Toronto, but also maybe it's better that way, right? Than like, oh, just like dragging out the process. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like I had to be like, guys, can I come in late to work this morning? Because literally houses went up yesterday and I have to go see them because they sell on Monday.
Yeah.
And it's like crazy. My real estate agent's only available at certain times. I can only get in to see the house at certain times. And like, I usually like to go see it twice before I bid on it. Just because, you know, isn't that crazy? Like,
yeah.
I thought when you're buying a house, you're like, yeah, I'll visit it like four times with like a bunch of different people to like really understand it. But no, in Toronto, it's like, cool. Like, I'm sure some people buy them without even seeing them. But I try to go at least twice, hopefully bring somebody with me the second time I go see it, whether it's a contractor or just like family member or something, to kind of just like bounce ideas off of. But it's crazy.
Yeah, no, I think we only saw most of our houses once, so I was like, twice, oh, that's a lot of time. It's like once and you have to put your bid in, which is crazy. But how did you like that one that you saw this morning? Was it nice?
Yeah, so I actually saw three houses this morning. Two of them were like already pretty good looking. And the problem with a house that is already renovated and looks pretty good is that if it's not exactly what I want, which is two units, then it doesn't make sense for me to bid on it because a family is going to come along and they're going to be like, this house is perfect. We don't need to renovate it at all. Meanwhile, I'm like, cool, this house is good, but I'm still going to have to put in money. So that means that my bid is lower.
Yeah, because it's probably worth more already because it's newly renovated, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm kind of like changing things around that are already done. So I learned today after literally looking since March that I need to stop looking at homes that are like nice single family homes that are already completed.
Right.
Or that are completed in the basement too. Because I saw a house today that was like upstairs and main floor were one unit and then the basement was its own unit.
Okay, does that not work though?
No, because I don't need a 3-bedroom house. Like, okay. What am I going to do with 3 bedrooms? So I'm looking for like a 1-bedroom apartment essentially. Mm. So I'm trying to put like 2 1-bedroom apartments in a house.
Right, I see.
Yeah. So which
maybe is a bit harder to find because it's quite specific.
Yeah. So what I really am looking for, which I did see one of these today, is a house that needs to be renovated. So mm-hmm. I saw a single family home today, but it totally needed to be renovated, which means that whether you're looking to make it 2 properties or looking to just have it as a single family home, either way, you're going to need to put money into it, which means that I have a fighting chance.
Right. Exactly.
So I think I'm going to bid on that one. But we will see. I just never know. I've learned now not to get my hopes up because
it's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah. But when I do get it, it'll be amazing. And there will probably be content about it. So.
Oh, I'm excited. Lots of home reno stuff, especially if you do have to do a lot to it. That'll be so great.
I know. After we posted like last week's vlog where mm-hmm. I talked about, I think for one of the first times, about getting a house. And I showed pictures of a house that I bid on that I didn't get, but had lots of renovations needed. Everybody was like, I need to see these renos. I want to see a reno series. And I'm like, okay, so now I have to buy a fixer-upper for the content. But
think about it. Well, I always think, too, that, like, it's almost better that way because then you can make it exactly what you want.
I know. I've, like, seen houses, and I'm like, this is nice, but this kitchen is, like, brand new, and I hate it because it's just not my style. It's, like, too traditional. Or, you know, the black splash that's, like, I'm going to like call people out, but it's like a bunch of like little pieces it's like shiny metallic.
My house? Maybe.
Does your house? No, yours is like more like stone, isn't it?
Ish.
Okay, not hating on what he says. But,
no, but I was actually going to say.
Like you wouldn't have chosen that, would you have?
I do think about this about my house sometimes too, because this is a whole nother segue into not related to what you were saying. But
sorry, everybody.
A while ago, someone had reached out to us and was like, we are looking for influencers that we can do like a kitchen makeover with. Mm-hmm. Would you be interested in it? I was in like a weird spot because like, sure, if I could redo my kitchen from the ground up, like I would do it entirely different.
Yeah, it's not really.
But from an objective like point of view, it's a nice kitchen. Like it's great. And if I were to redo it, people might be like, why are you wasting money? You're throwing away good cabinets, like good countertops. Like, and I feel bad about that.
Like, yeah. I was like, these are the things we have to think about is, when that offer came through and it made sense, like Becky's pretty much the only one we could do it with because mm-hmm. they want to like totally renovate a kitchen and I don't have a home yet to renovate a kitchen and neither does anybody else. And they really wanted like either Becky or I because they wanted the influencer part of it. Whatever. Hate that word. Cool. Moving on. But yeah, I was like, what are the comments going to be like if we're ripping out your kitchen, even though your kitchen is like out of your entire house, it's probably the thing that's like maybe the least your style.
Because it's the hardest thing to change.
Hardest, most expensive. And again, it is in perfect working condition. It's like new, but mm-hmm. it's just such a kind of different style.
Yeah.
But yeah, to rip it out, like people probably just wouldn't understand. And I'm like, we're going to get hate if we.
Yeah. Well, I said like we have to build in a storyline where like this is going to someone that needs a new kitchen or like is renovating their house also and maybe doesn't have the money for like these nice like cabinets or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I really needed that to be a part of it, but didn't happen. So maybe that's why, because I was like pushing on those points. But anyways, that's what I'm wrapping this whole thing up to say is that sometimes it's nice to get a house that's more fixer-upper because you can do it exactly how you want and you're not stuck with something that's like new, like, not your style.
Yeah, paying for something that you don't necessarily like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, stay tuned for those house shopping stories because I go and see multiple houses a week and it's always a roller coaster.
This should just be a new segue on each week's podcast is how's the house search going? We can talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that this whole summer is going by so quickly, even just this whole year, and maybe my entire life.
Mm-hmm. No, not your whole life. I was just thinking back to summer, and I was like, yeah, summer is so quick.
Yeah, I think it's just because we're so busy. And I hate, I think we've talked about this before, that's a word we're not supposed to use, but that's just what I am.
I know. I hate when there's so much going on that when someone asks me what I'm doing, like, I can't think of one specific thing. I'm like, I'm just busy doing so many things.
Okay, literally, like, this is our little sheet that our producers, Daniela and Claire, put together. But it was like, what did it say? It was like, what did you do this week? I literally pulled up my calendar to be like, what did I do this week? Like, what happened?
I know. And things feel like so much longer ago than they actually were. Like, Strayan and Sarah feels like months ago, but it literally was
last week.
Yeah. What? It's crazy. But, yeah. I mean, it's nice to have all these things, like, that you've done. It really feels like your summer is full. I mean, I don't know. I kind of like it. Like, in the moment, it's like, this is so much. I'm so stressed. How am I ever going to get any of this done? But then when you look back and you're like, wow, look at all the cool things that we did. It's cool.
Yeah, it's a weird combination where, wow, you are so productive. Mm-hmm. You've done so much. You're so accomplished. But at the other time, you're like, is there enough downtime? Like, am I, like, bringing it all in enough? Is life going by too fast? Am I focusing on the right things?
Yep. I think, yeah, it's, well, that's a good thing about how we try and stick to, like, a 9-to-5, and we do take weekends where, like, hopefully you do have some breathing time.
Yeah.
And then I just need to remind myself to, like, be excited and grateful for all the things that I have done. So when people ask me, like, what did you do? Like, you should be excited to talk about the things that you've done. Like, too many times I'm like, oh, I was just so busy. Like, let's not talk about me. I'm, like, sick of talking about me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
What did you do?
But creates a podcast to talk about me.
I know. It's weird when you go meet people that, like, are friends in, like, the not online space. And it's, like, a whole different thing. And you're like, wow, I kind of just want to relax and not think about YouTube right now.
Yeah.
But it is useful to talk about, like, the things that you've done. And it really makes you appreciate them. Especially when you meet people that, like, a lot of these things maybe don't feel like big deals in the mm-hmm. moment because it's so much going by so quickly. But then when you tell other people, they're like, wow, that's really cool. Then I go, oh, yeah, that is really cool.
I should be proud of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't realize that it's cool. Like, I went to New York and stuff happened in Times Square. Like, I don't realize what's happening until I come home and I tell people about it. And they're like, that's wild.
Yeah.
So I think it's more just like, yeah, having that reflective moment so it doesn't feel like it happened and you forgot it.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody, welcome back to season 2. This has been exciting.
Yeah. We'll dive into lots of other things. I think next episode we're going to talk about a bunch of firsts, mm-hmm. Which has a lot of different stories along with firsts.
Yeah. We have a couple other segments, too, where we'll talk about different things. Plus, we might get to some emails. So if you guys want to start off the new season by sending us in some emails, you can send it to podcasts@thesorrowgirls.com.
We always say that with a question mark and look at Daniela, and then she's always like, yep, still the same email. And we're like, cool, cool, cool.
That's right. So any thoughts you have, any questions you have, anything in response to this episode, email us and we might respond to you next week.
Yeah. Okay, one thing before we go. This is a segment that I don't know when we're going to do it in the episodes, but I'm going to ask you. Mm-hmm. What was your, either give me a favorite thing of the week or a favorite person?
Ooh, favorite thing this week, well, it was a long weekend, which is great.
Favorite thing, long weekend.
Long weekend, and we were up at Austin's cottage, and we saw the most amazing sunset on the Sunday night. It was like the sky was so neon pink, which is a wild thing to see. And like, I don't know, I love stuff like that. It's so beautiful.
Wow, that's beautiful and deep because my answer is Google Drive.
Hey, I mean,
my computer like answer. Decided it didn't want to work this week, so I had to bring it into the Apple store. And the only way I'm surviving right now is that everything is on Google Drive. And I'm like, we love the cloud. Mm-hmm. Bless cloud. So there you go. Nature and clouds. The cloud is like nature too.
Wow.
Wow.
What a tie-in.
Double rainbow across the sky. Thanks for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed our first episode back. Make sure you're subscribed where you listen to podcasts, or make sure you subscribe to The Storied Life, where you can now catch podcasts.
Yep. We will see you or talk at you next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.